Kirill sighed, feeling very tired. He'd known since birth that the day would come when he'd be expected to step up and lead the Var as their new king. He just hadn't expected it to be for another 100 or so years. His father had been a hard man, whom he'd foolishly believed was invincible.
"Here, kitty, kitty, kitty,"
his lovely house guest's whisper drew his complete attention from his heavy thoughts. Alyssa bent over like she expected him to answer to the insulting call. He dropped his fingers from his temple into his lap, and a quizzical smile came to his lips. As he watched her, he wasn't sure if he was angered or amused by her words.
"Are you in here, you little furball?"
she said a little louder. She wore his clothes. Never had the outfit looked sexier. His jaw tightened in masculine interest as he unabashedly looked her over. All too well did he remember the softness of her body against his and the gentle, offering pleasure of her sweet lips. She'd made soft, whimpering noises when he'd touched her, yielding, purring sounds in the back of her throat. Even with the aid of Neff, he was surprised how easily and confidently she melted into him. The Var were wild, passionate people, and were drawn to the same qualities in others. He suspected she'd be an untamed lover. Too bad she'd belong to his father first. In his mind, that made her completely untouchable, though none would dare question his claim if he were to take her to his bed. Technically, by Var law, she belonged to him until he chose to release her. For an insane moment, he thought about keeping her as a lover. He knew he wouldn't, but the thought was entertaining. Kirill's grin deepened. Alyssa strode across his home to the bathroom door with an irritated scowl. It was obvious she didn't see him in the darkened corner, watching her. He detected her engaging smell from across the room, the smell of a woman's desire. It stirred his blood, making his limbs heavy with arousal. And, for the first time since his father's death, his headache relieved itself.
Maybe I'm looking too high. I'm sure there has to be a little cat door here somewhere. Come here, little kitty. Where are you hiding?
His slight smile fell at her words. It was easy to detect her mocking tone.
Where's your little kitty door, huh?
Alyssa whispered to herself, her blue gaze searching around in the dark. Kirill grimaced in further displeasure. He watched her open the door to his weapons cabinet. Her eyes rounded, and he thought she might take one. She didn't. Instead, she nodded in appreciation before closing the door and continuing her search for an exit. She stopped at a narrow window by his kitchen doorway. Her neck craned to the side as she tried to see out over the distance. Kirill knew she looked at the forest. From under her breath, he heard her vehement whisper,
"Where exactly did you little furballs bring me? Ugh, I need to get out of this flea trap even if I have to fight every one of you cowardly felines to do it. I fought species twice as big and three times as frightening. A couple of little kitty cats don't scare me."
If this insolent woman wanted to play tough, oh, he'd play. Curling gracefully forward, Kirill shifted before his hands even touched the ground. He let one thick paw land silently on the floor, followed by a second. Short black fur rippled over his tanned flesh, blending him into the shadows. His clothes fell from his body, and he lowered his head as he crept forward. A low sound of warning started in the back of his throat. He was livid. Alyssa froze, hearing the growl behind her. She really hadn't expected anyone to be in the room, or she never would have ranted like she had. Biting her lip, her eyes automatically scanned for a weapon as she turned. Damn, she should have taken a blade from the cabinet. Seeing the oversized panther stalking her, its body low against the ground as if she were its prey, she gasped.
"Oh, whoa, easy there, big fella. Are you one of them, or are you just a pet?"